Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. Why doesn't it come on then? Yeah, 22nd. Come on, brother. I mean,
all right, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam, alhamdulillah.
Okay, all right, praise be to Allah. We're having a little trouble, so I had to call in myself. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Shuja. I see, assalamu alaikum, Sister Quran.
Wa alaikum assalam. Could you hear me?
Okay. I can hear you good. I hear you good. Okay. Is Shuja on the line too?
Yeah, he on mute.
Okay. Tell him to get on mute. Shuja, assalamu alaikum. Shuja, assalamu alaikum.
Well, alaikum assalam. I was on mute.
Okay. I hear you good. I can hear you good. Sister Daya is having problems. She's having some type of problem. Blog Talk Radio is having problems, something. So I went on in and, what I'm going to do, I think I'm going to have a reparation show after the message of concern, after y'all go off
okay.
at 9 o'clock, you know, and I want to get a, audience going and see how many people that I could, because I want to keep teaching on this. Alhamdulillah. So look here. I'm gonna turn it over to you right now because I'm doing something. I gotta go somewhere, but I'm gonna turn it over to you.
Okay. Alhamdulillah.
All right.
Okay. All right. No problem. Right. Islam.
All right.
With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, master of this day of judgment, thee alone do we worship and thine aid do we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy grace and mercy, not of those whom thy wrath has brought down, nor those who go astray, I mean. I'd like to first establish that I bear witness and testify that there's only one creator. There's only one God. And I bear witness and I testify that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon our Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the prophet. In other words, he's the last prophet. And that he is Allah's messenger, and he's Allah's servant. He's not God. You know, he's not the son of God, and he himself have said that he's gonna be judged by God. You see, like Jesus said, "Not my will be done." And God gave all of us a free will. But Jesus said, not my will, but God will be done. And that's the same thing in reference to Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon him. He didn't come to establish himself. Christ Jesus didn't come to establish himself. The Quran, in the Quran, Allah asked Christ Jesus, did you teach the peoples to worship you as God? Jesus said, never did I say such a thing. If I had said it, you would have you would have known it. The peoples, they are your servant, you know. And Jesus told his disciples, the followers, he said, watch me while I pray. This is what Jesus said. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. God's will. So Jesus submitted his will to God. And he strived to do the will of God. And that's what all God's servants strive to do. It's to do God's will. You know, we believe in the truth. We believe in righteousness. We stand up for righteousness, and we stand up for truth. We don't stand up for a lie or corruption or wrongdoing, you know, or fraud or usury. We don't stand up for that. We stand up for justice. We stand up for righteousness. You know, we want for our brother and sisters what we want for ourselves. And we are what Allah called believers. We're believers. You know? And all these other things that they got in the world, I was watching television, and they were showing all these preachers with all this wealth that they had. And it was shameful. It was a shameful thing. I mean, ain't nothing wrong with a person having wealth. But look how their followers and the peoples is suffering. They believe in them, and they don't have nothing. And they're not trying. No, sometimes they may give out some food or give out some water or something to drink. Sometimes they may offer that, you know. But overall, the peoples is suffering. We shouldn't have as many poor peoples and homeless peoples that we have in America. And we got a country that they say that is Christians. That is Christians. How could you say that you are Christian and your different state is overrun by homelessness? Everywhere you see a homeless person, you see a Christian or a Muslim, you know, is striving to help eliminate that problem. You're going to have poor people in the society. That's just a reality. But for poor people to be so look so bad and helpless, And at the same time, you're looking at other people as showing off their wealth, showing off how many homes they got, how many cars they have. You see, that's shameful. That's shameful. You know. So we as Muslim, we are here. One of our main concerns is that religion, is putting out the idea, religion now, I said, is putting out the idea that one of the nationalities is the family of God. Is that God begot a son. God begot a son. You know, and they have put that out, and that is pushed hard. And they call themselves condemning peoples that object to that. And that's something that, if you're a believer, that you should be standing up against. If you're a believer. If you say you believe in one God, and somebody come out and say there's three gods, or that God got a son, brothers and sisters, that's a shame. That's a shame and a disgrace before God to come out and teach like that. And I see our brother, Geno Jennings, call himself being strong, and he boldly saying that Jesus is God. He boldly coming out saying that a Caucasian man is God. And then when you talk to him, and he'll tell you, I'm not talking about him. Well, then you should be asking for the removal of all these images, you know, that is influencing the world, influencing the people. When you say that a man is God, then the people that don't know no difference, they think you talking about. When you say Jesus is God, they think you talking about the Caucasian man. And you can't act like you don't know that. You claim that you studied the Bible, and all through the Bible, God talk about images in religion, that you shouldn't have an image. You shouldn't raise up an image. But I have never heard you talk about removing racial images out of worship. Removing that racial images out of worship that portray God. That's blasphemy. That's wrong. And to say that Jesus is God and people can see Jesus, that's blasphemy. To say that God is a spirit, that's blasphemy. All this is blasphemy. But go ahead on, have your little quick success. We have seen it many times before. Your quick little rise, and then your sudden descent. Coming down real, real slow. And all your material wealth start receding from you. God said that he's the one that does that. I look at the peoples out there. You know, you got a whole lot of people believing in Pastor Jennings. And he lying like this here to the people. It don't make no difference how many people believe him. The point is whether or not he's teaching the people the truth or he's teaching them a lie. And nowhere in the Bible, the Quran, the Torah, does it portray Jesus as God. Nowhere. In the book, do it say that Jesus said, I'm God. Worship me and pray to me. It's nowhere in the scripture. So we got a job, brothers and sisters. We got a job on our hands, and we shouldn't hesitate and standing up with the truth, we shouldn't hesitate. We know the truth. We know the truth. But just to say, to sit back and say that God gonna handle this and I'm not gonna mess with those people. They have a right to say what they saying. You know, that right there, you condemning your own children. You condemning your own society. Because that type of lie is going to influence your society and it is going to influence your children. It's going to influence the people that the image is not in, and it's going to influence the people that the image is in. Images in religion is a dangerous thing. Setting up partners with God is real dangerous. It's so dangerous, God say that he don't forgive the sin of setting up partners with him. It's saying that there is another God. That's how serious it is. So brothers and sisters, we need to apply our religion, practice our religion, be a people that stand up for truth and stand up in unity and fight with anybody that tell the truth. If you don't have strength enough to stand up, back up the person that's standing up. Don't be a hypocrite or an enemy that you go against the person that's standing up. Don't do that. God see you. You can fool us, but you can't fool God. You cannot fool God. You see? So you can say that I worship God, and at the same time you support the enemy. You can say that and say that I'm not doing that, but God knows the truth. He knows, and he can he'll let you know that you're practicing hypocrisy, that you're not practicing righteousness. You know, even if you ain't got no strength, even if you're weak, you got brothers and sisters among you that's strong. You got brothers and sisters among you that's not weak. Your strength is when you support a person that's strong enough to tell the truth and teach the truth, you know, then you support that person. That's what they did back during the time of Noah, back during the time of Abraham, Moses, Lot. There was peoples that didn't have the strength to stand up, but they supported those great prophets of God, Jesus. They supported those great prophets of God, and they were successful. Make no difference what some people got in the Bible, and they added things in the Bible and they took things out. They saying that they show you and say that some of the prophets got weak. That never happened, brothers and sisters. We got to come around. We got the last book. Allah revealed the last book, the last revelation to Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him. And that is the Quran. If you want to know the whole truth, and you want to know who added things to the scripture, who taken things out, if you want to know the people that God punished, get the Quran and read the Quran, and you'll know the truth. You'll know the truth. You see. So, brothers and sisters, we We are thankful. We're gonna teach on until 7 o'clock. Alhamdulillah. One of the things we want to mention is reparation. We gonna stand up with our brother Amin and anybody else that stand up and ask for reparation and demand reparation. We standing up and we fight for that, and we willing to give our life to die, supporting reparation. I'm not gonna go against the person that's teaching it. The person that's standing up and teaching it, I'm not gonna go against them. You know. Dealing with reparations, we need all the support that we can get. We need all the support that we get. You know. Don't be weak and be the devil and think people don't see you. They see you. They see you when you oppose a brother or a sister that's trying to stand up for the truth. They see you. So if you don't have no strength, stand up for yourself, support your brother, the one that's standing up and speaking out. You know, inshallah, I pray that we do. Brother Amin is saying that we're going to have another program that comes on at a different time that's dealing with reparations, you know. And inshallah, I'm gonna be right there in on that, and we just have to come together and let the people know, that you got other people's it's talking, and people that are supporting reparations. People that's willing to fight for it. You have a group of Muslims that you're gonna do everything in their power to establish reparation. You know. So let's do our research. Let's do our research and find out the peoples that is asking for reparation. And people that support reparation, just write those people's names down. Write their name down, and find out the time that they be on whatever program they on, and try to be there to support them. Write in, you know, to them. Call in to them, you know, and we have a Congress. Sheila Jackson Lee, she got a bill that she putting in for reparations. So let's support that. Let's take our time and find out how we can support. We're gonna learn a whole lot of things dealing with what we are talking about dealing with as far as reparations. You're gonna learn a whole lot of things about politics. You know, about how to fight, who fighting with you, who's standing up and who ain't standing up. You see, nobody has no reason to not stand up for reparation for African-American slaves. They don't have no reason. There is no reason. The African-American slaves qualify for reparation. And that's the first thing that you have to do in order to receive reparation. You've got to qualify for it. And if you do the research and you'll find out that we are over qualified. You know, and if you look at the wealth gap here in America, right away you will see that there's a people that is taking all the real estate ahead with all the wealth, setting up programs right here in America. Right here in America. The money that we put away for our taxes, for things like reparations and other programs, hurricanes and tornadoes and different things like that, and the money that we pay our taxes, you know, to handle that, these people is getting that money, and they're filthy rich because they're getting trillions of dollars, and they acquire. And they got Negroes that is squired. They got Caucasian peoples and Indians and Chinese and other nationalities that is working with them, and they acquire. What should that money be spent on? We get trillions and trillions of dollars every year. How should we spend the money? Do you know what we give that money to? Do you know what that money is for? Brother and sister, let's not be ignorant. Please. Let's use our intelligence. You ain't got nothing. You see our peoples as homeless. You see who have the most wealth in this country. That's going to be ignorant. You're going to show me about some black man got the pants on his butt. So what? They lucky they got it somewhere else. They lucky they're not in a worse mental condition than they are. Then we're going to sit back and tell somebody we're going to wait for God to give it to us. Don't be ignorant. So, brothers and sisters, we thank you. It's after 7 here, Central Time. And inshallah, we're going to call someone else up. If there's any question you want to ask, a statement you want to make,
yeah.
You know, we open.
As-salamu
alaykum. Wa alaykum salam.
Yes, sir. Yeah, 706. 706. That's Muhammad of Columbus. Alhamdulillah. Go ahead, my friend.
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Yes, sir.
Alhamdulillah. Yes, sir. As-salamu alaykum. Thank Allah.
Wa alaykum.
Yes, sir. We thank Allah very much for giving us life and permission to be on this blog tour at this time and to go over all of the concerns, you know, on many, many levels that affect the life of the human being who is trying to establish worship, appreciation to the one who created it all. Allah is just, as everybody must understand, if they already do, but put it in their heart where it belongs at. Because there is nothing out there any of us see is off limits to us. Nothing. Allah said we have dominion over everything we see and don't see. There's nothing denying you from having whatever you want on this earth. But Allah wants us to understand truth from falsehood, right from wrong, danger and safety, success and failure. Because it's open to you. Test your own self with And Allah said he will protect your right to do that. So if you want money, nothing stops you from getting that money except the sincerity and the truth that is in your heart. If you love so many wonderful expressions and feelings that Allah has given us in our creation, nothing is stopping you from going after them except the truth and justice that's in your heart. You have a natural, we have a natural inclination to want peace. But you see, many people pursue hell and war, murder, arguments, fighting over anything. But nothing's really denying them from having peace but what's in their heart. So we have to, for guidance and understanding, how wonderful it is, what he has created us for and the life that he has prescribed for us. Oh, man, it's just, like they say, it's out of this world. There's nothing going on in the United States that denies anyone from getting it, except the sacrifice they have to make to get it. Are you ready to sell your soul for a miserable price? Whatever that price might be. Some people do it for drugs. Some people do it for alcohol. Some people do it for just out-and-out envy and jealousy, hatred, because if someone else has something. And they have put us a black stain over their heart to where they can't feel their true feelings about what Almighty God Allah has for those who believe. Remember, Allah is in control. We say all these things, but you have to really believe that in your heart. Don't make it look like anything you see out here in your reality that God is punishing you because you know better than to go after it. Should be grateful. That's why Allah said, if you verily the human being is ungrateful for the small favor I've given him, instead of giving him all the hell, and he have no choice in the matter. People, none of them will escape whatever injustice any human being does, even to his own self. If he or she lies to herself to justify about wasting time, wasting their life, look at the things Allah going to ask us on the day of Qiyamah. What did you do with your time? Did you build a model community? Did you protect and govern your share of the dunya? Did you help the people who just want peace of mind, the best food, a safety home, believing people around them? Peace, peace, peace. Or do you want to make a sacrifice and join the arrogancy of your open enemy, the shaitan, who invites you to want what he's got for your soul? We know all the little phases and movies. Allah, his mercy, warned us how Satan will give you anything to get your soul, to get your attention, your time in living what he invites you to. Many of people have died in the waiting room. Many of people have died in the waiting room of whatever their weakness is making them hold out and be rebellious about, even against the promise of their Creator, which they know is true. We who believe have already know and accepted that we have the victory. There should be nothing
in the reality of Shaitan and the evil of our own souls to make us forget about that. We already have the best of everything that Allah has created for the believers and has made it difficult, hellbound, if you want more than that. And nothing's going to stop you from doing it. That's your free will. Don't look to make others feel unbalanced, fair, because they don't want to make the sacrifice to get something that breaks their peace, that tears up their home, make them have and separate from their long lost believing friends, not just friends of the dunya, but believing friends, those who bow down like they do because of a scheme or an invitation that sounds good, coming from the boundless creation that Allah has given, and make you think some other creation can give it to you. Like they have the power to do that. One of the greatest lessons we learn in our development in our life cycle is, what does the devil promise you? Promise you nothing. He makes right seem fair. I mean, he makes wrong seem fair. And you can afford to be a little wrong, and then you just pray, and then you're gonna pray to Allah that lets you get away with it. We have to remember that our whole reality is based upon our intelligence. Even our human body, our hearts, our health, and everything else depends on how well our intellect bows down to Almighty God Allah and makes every thought, every idea that comes to him a form of worship, not a form of denial or feeling like God is making you go against what you feel is right and just, and you become saying one thing and meaning another. Doing one thing, but yet serving for doing something else. And you develop as many of those type of devious personalities and identities as you want. But you cannot deviate from the one that is given to you by your creator. There is nothing, again, it's very important to understand, there is no, a poor man's a poor because he is still struggling to accept what God is inviting to him. The rich man struggles. Can you imagine how these rich people on this earth, knowing, and they have faith, the same faith we have, same thing that we just got to talk about, they're going through the same thing. But they know that they cannot even get to the eye of a needle because of the false, insincere lie that they're telling about why they're doing and saying why they're doing it. Like Prophet Isa said, what good is it you to gain the whole world and lose your damn soul? What good is it to prove a point to a disbeliever, like Imam Muhammad said, and doing it, and in the process of doing that, you have become isolated willfully, not by nobody doing anything to you. You have turned on your own brothers and sisters just to prove a point to the devil. And then we know that God says there's no difference between dead wrong and dead right. Which of the two do you want? Or do you want to be all the way live, living truth, living life to its fullest the way that Almighty God Allah has put in your nature to share with others who are making those great decisions every day, all night long, even in their sleep. They're asking Allah to guide them. How are you going to admit to Allah that you cannot make it in this world by yourself, but yet still that's what you're trying to do? Like Shaitan is trying to do. Shaitan is trying to change the whole reality around that he know he can't even do. But just to have the human being dilemma and all balance, never being satisfied, never being happy, willing to fall out with it, had to do something that is equal to Cain killing Abel. Backbiting your own brother and eating his flesh because he disagreed with you trying to persuade him to forsake what Allah offers you. For some idea that comes from the root of the shaitan, but is delivered to you by the guy down the street, by your buddy over there on the other corner, by some woman who blinks and winks at you, make you leave your wife, or cheat on your wife, or cheat on your husband, because you have the free will to do so. We are thinking, intelligent creation. But we have to maintain that by following the Quran in our life cycle. This book here is in our life cycle now. And whether we lie and say, yeah, I believe in the Quran, I follow the Quran, everything like that, and then they somebody else see you outside the garage, you said all of something different. You inciting homosexuality. You inciting murder. You inciting drug dealing. You inciting disunity amongst the believers for a miserable price. Think. Whose promise is the best promise? Allah's or Shaitan's? Which one? Ain't but three realities that we're dealing with. Allah, Shaitan, and the human being. Who are we going to really give our will to? And we all know how there's nothing that no human being on this earth is doing that another human being didn't impose his or her will upon that individual to go against the will of Allah. And they will make you seem like they're so authority and they're right to do that, even if it's at your expense, even at the expense of the neighborhood, their own children. Example, look how distracted we are. We let the Shaitan just walk right up here with his human friends and his value system, his concept of money, his concept of what living a peaceful life is, that you're turning against your own soul. I want a $10 million house. I want a $50 million house. I want $100 trillion. But yet still we ask ourselves in our same moments, how much is a mutt? How much is enough? Do I really need all of it and then no practice? No sadaka with it? Have no peace with it. I lost all my friends to get it. I miss prayers, skip prayers, set my own time when I'm going to pray, how I'm going to pray. And then thinking Allah said, they think that they can come and fool to me. They think that they can pray to me in their most humble position. But they only fool themselves. We have to be thinking, talking about thinking. We have to. You can tell when you're thinking because you will be making every effort, even though you might even be teaching it or you might be talking about. You're still making sure every day that you put yourself, put your feet down in the footsteps of the prophet, and you're really going forward. You ain't going circles. You ain't going left and right. And you damn sure ain't going to turn around and walk backwards. But if you ain't thinking, you'll do that. You'll look like a spinning top, going nowhere but round and around and around. And like Allah tells us in Surah Asr, you'll be lost except when you repent and remember your pillars that you are supposed to be basing your life upon. When you remember principles, your articles of faith that you're supposed to be focused upon. We are who we are now. We are people of the book, the final book. And there's no way on this earth or our reality in our intellect is better than this way. And we want to sell it for what? To gain something and then lose your soul. And all you people who used to love you, you in that moment of fire burning in you and making you deviate, you have burned up all of your bridges. And then you convince yourself with the shaitan and his imps that it's okay to be by yourself in this great big $8, $9, $10 million mansion. 15 bedrooms, 5 bathrooms. You ain't going to stay there by yourself because somebody might break in and kill you and take it. So you have to go and put people in your life who might smoke when they get off duty. They might drink when they get off duty. They might get high while they in your house, supposed to be protecting your house. You on one side of the house, and they down the other side of your house shooting dope with his security uniform on. Or planning how to rob you, even maybe plotting with his outside friends how they might can get away with killing you. And you won't have no peace. You can't even sleep at night because you have not received and accepted what Allah has asked you to be pleased with. And he'll increase it without it becoming a burden on you. That's another broad word of coercion. Don't burden nobody. Don't put no burden on them to accept the truth. They have their own intellectual ability to do that themselves. Now sacrificing their daughters, their sons, their house, their car, their job, their dignity, and most of all, their sanity. It's nothing more sadder to see than to see a Muslim who is not satisfied with this world or the next and is stuck in between the both of them because of his hypocritical concept about life. He wants them both without doing any kind of worship, any kind of work to get it. Just want to say this right quick. It's time to share a point this morning on the lifeline. We've been looking for, and our heads up in the skies, looking for all kind of things, mothership, all kind of concepts of what the aliens look like, but the other lives that goes around the world. And they always come up with the thing where the alien has a big head and a small body because of the gravitational stress it puts on the body when the mind is trying to grab up all the knowledge. And the brain don't even know it's enslaving its own self So it's now going all through the universe and all on this earth trying to find how can they use their knowledge to enslave someone to do what they lost, their strength, their will to want to grow halal food. That knowledge is busted, making their head so big they look just like an alien. A whole lot of wisdom in that. Why all these years? I remember go back when I was a kid, we always seen that image that an alien was a skinny legged human being with a great big head. I mean, a creature with a great big head, but his whole purpose was to come to rob the earth and enslave us. To give him the life, that him chase the knowledge and wanting to be God, his own self. Listening to the whispers of the shaitan, now has become that odd-looking creature we've seen and done lost all of his inside human qualities. The schemes of the shaitan are everywhere all the time. That's why Allah told us, those of you who understand, y'all band together and leave this environment. And in this same environment at the same time, you have a right. The right I give you. Not the right that the United States government give you or France give you or England give you. I give you your God-given right to establish halal, using that terminology. Right next door to the hellfire. And I guarantee you that they won't touch. But if you keep that door open, to doubt, shaitan will come in. Very sneaky. Come in with a whisper. You there? Hey, anybody home? And if you ain't there on your job, he's going to rob you blind of your life, your nature, your wife, your children, your car, your money. And then he'll make a slave out of you. Pray Allah that there's nothing better than what he offers us, whatever it might be, because he's the best knower. I'm going to run off and leave the potential of asking my brothers and sisters in faith, who are people of all color, free from the pitfalls of hell, but are now on the right path, thanks together like a solid brick wall to Allah for giving them back their rightful place in this creation. And we're going to turn around and give it up for a promise of something that we have that is more bigger than that. The Muslim community on this earth, if we strive for what we're supposed to be striving for, that's establishing unity, a halal environment, so that when others wake up from the schemes of the shaitan, they'll have a home, their home to come to, the house of Allah. They'll have their home to come to, the house of Allah, this earth. And grow all the peace they want for their children. In closing, I hope you see now what we all be talking about every day. You're not seeing it in Al-Islam, but you're seeing it in the people who claim that they follow Al-Islam. You see everything is happening to them. Greed, homosexuality, loss of anger. Go to the jail sometimes. Go to the death row. Don't you know maybe 20 to 30% of the men and women on death row might be a Muslim? They fell for the scheme of the shaitan and lost their control, lost their minds, and put a value on something that they know does not come from Allah. It was coming from Shaitan and his human imps and the evil of our own soul. But we took a chance and thought we could get away with it. Now, we have just as many Muslims of the small minority type are in every corner of hell that you want to go and explore on your own investigation. Go to the nut house. Go out on the street now. You can go out on the street now and actually run into Muslims with Muslim God-given names to them by their parents or homes. I'm telling you what I know in South Carolina. When I used to do volunteer work at the shelters there, at least 10 to 15 Muslims every night and with their children are lying about there with all of those people who are there because they want to be there. Place to lay down with their children that night. And we so busy running around, we're not building any kind of shelters for Muslims, women and children, no clinics, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And we're chasing the American dream, not the Islamic dream. We are trying to establish the American dream with al-Islam and then give the credit to the Christian world, corrupt and shameful as it is. When they see our rich brothers and sisters chasing after these filthy dollars, finding the money that we did by establishing Zakat and then spending it on the orphans and the wayfarer and the building of this model society of excellent character and morals and faith in one God who has revealed a connection with us, saying his name is Allah wherever you go at. May Allah's peace and blessing be on us and have mercy upon us. Ameen. As-salamu alaykum, brother Akbar. Back to you, brother Akbar. Back to you, brother Akbar.
Yes. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Okay, can you hear me? Oh, okay, so if somebody wants to comment, ask a question, make a statement, just let me know. I'll let you in. I see 240. I'm on a freeway. I'm trying to do something.
Thank you.
Okay, 240. All right. All right, assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Yes,
sir. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum.
Okay, then somebody just unmuted me. I've been on mute for over 30 minutes. So I was trying to let Brother Muhammad know that he has spoken over 30 minutes. Alhamdulillah.
Yeah, go ahead, who unmuted me?
I don't want to know who unmuted me.
I'm the one unmuted you. I'm right now.
Oh, okay. All right. Alhamdulillah.
Oh, go ahead, if you can. Yes, go ahead, brother.
Is anybody else there that you know that want to say something?
Nobody else got their hand up except Muhammad.
He went over.
Oh yeah. Oh, go ahead, brother.
Okay, I'm a little loud. It's so much to talk about. Reparation.
Yes.
Let me say this.
Tomorrow, I'm gonna kick it off. Show on reparations tomorrow. After the message of concern. So I'm gonna build it up. I'm gonna build it up. God willing, I'm gonna build it up real strong, real tough.
Okay,
and
I'm gonna try to get my daughter.
You got too much hair.
I'm gonna try to get my daughter on.
Okay.
I'm gonna try to get my daughter on, and maybe my son, some of my sons on, and so they can hear what we're talking about for reparation is concerned. Mm-hmm. And right now, my daughter, she working with me to apply for reparation. So she getting all my information together. My daughter, she the one that was in the military, and she know how to research and all that, you know. I gave her the information that you had given me for some of the people I wanted her to check out. And that was William Duretti and Claude Anderson and check out Sheila Jackson Lee, you know, the congresswoman. And there's some other people that I had down there researching.
Inshallah, what I want to start doing is having Benjamin of Nightline. I mean, what you call it? Lifeline? Let them know, ask him to announce it. You see what I mean? And get the people on the Lifeline to log in and listen, you know?
I don't know about Benjamin.
Well, that's what that's what it's for though, right? I mean,
that's what it's for.
If you want to make an announcement, you got to go through Benjamin, right?
Yeah, but Benjamin's
sick. Oh, okay,
He's sick.
I'll tell you what, though. Go ahead and take it right now because I'm dealing with something else, brother.
Go ahead and take it. Alhamdulillah. So we got so much to talk about, you know, and is these subjects that we are dealing with, removing racial images out of worship, reparation, the message of concern, establishing business for young folks. We're talking about putting together a directory, which has been done. That's so much that we are talking about. You know, for us to go off into some kind of idea that I don't know what it is. You know, that's, this is what we're talking about. you know, is establishing what Allah have already established. Relating the Quran to what's going on today, being able to apply the Quran and what's going on today. Not nothing that you're dreaming about. Not nothing that you can imagine about, but something for real. Something that the peoples can understand and can grab hold to. You know, we can't give the peoples a whole lot of dreams, a whole lot of stuff that are coming out of our imagination. That is something that we imagine, you know. But we know images in religion is real. We know that reparation, what we're talking about, is real, you know. So we want to deal with things that real, anytime you get off into another area or try to deal, people hear you. People say, what is this person talking about? What's wrong with them? What does it got to do with reparation? What does it got to do with our images and religion? That's what the people are saying to themselves. But sometimes we think that we're saying something. We connecting. I don't know who we connecting to. I don't know who we connecting to. But the people know when you're dealing with what's going on today. The brawl in Montgomery, Alabama. Oh, that's real. We're dealing with real stuff. And we know that brawl is because of racism. And we easily can hook that up and show where it's racism. So we got things going on today to bear witness to what we're talking about. Our history. We got a history, brothers and sisters. We should talk about that. Talk about our history. Don't be so dead set on talking about other people's history that you can't even apply. Our book, the Quran, is a book that when we talk about reparation, when we talk about image and religion, the Quran is designed to keep us balanced, to keep us balanced when we talk about it. We don't go too far this way, or we don't go too far the other way. We don't talk too much on businesses, or we don't talk too much on religion. We don't get too spiritual, you know, or we don't get too deep into politics. It's designed to keep us balanced. Talk about a little of each one of it. Don't lose the peoples in our conversation. We don't want to lose the people. We want peoples to ask us questions. We're not here to talk in absolute. Everything we say is absolute. There ain't no response to it. We are not God. Like they say, the person said, don't question God. We're not God. We don't talk in absolute. what we got to do is get the nerve to stand up with the truth. We don't have those nerves yet. I haven't seen them. You haven't showed it to me. Well, you have the nerve enough to stand up with the truth. There's only one God. Establishing businesses in the community. Demanding reparation. Demanding that the people pay a debt. Let's stand up with the truth. You got the truth. And you got to know how to stand up with the truth in order to make the people that's in charge hear your demand. But we get off just like we working for the government, like we protecting the Caucasian, the people that got the wealth. We defending them. What kind of mess is that? We worshiping the devil. We trying to get crumbs off the master's table. What kind of foolishness is that? That's not what we talking about. We get off in some crazy stuff. We don't know who you with. Who you talking to? Some of them, when we talk, it sounds like we got the masters listening to everything we say right behind us. And you careful with what you say, and you telling the masters to be cool. I got it. I got this nigga. I'm going to represent you. They ain't going to get none of your money. All that cash money is yours. We ain't going to let them get none of it. Brothers and sisters, you got any questions? You got any statements that you want to make? Praise be to Allah. We'd like to hear something from some young folks. We not going to overlook what you're saying. We know that you all have something to say. This is a program that you can say it on, and you're going to be backed up. We're going to back you up. Praise be to Allah. Even if we don't understand some of the things that you're saying, you know, we want to learn more about it. We know what you're going through. We just want you to explain it to us. You know, where you at? You know, how you going through it? Let us know all about the disrespect. If the people's trying to assist you in getting jobs and giving you equality of what other nationalities have, do they treat you with respect? That's what we want to know from our young brothers and sisters. We want to make sure they get it. We want to give them a equal playing field to work out in, or equal. That's what we're here for. That's what we the Muslim is here for, and you got other people that are non-Muslim is standing up also in the same way. They will fight for you. But you're going to have a few of us representing the master. They're going to be, the master, they ain't going to have to be here. They're going to argue. You're going to think that the master is here because they're arguing for the master. So that's who that is. When you hear try to go against everything that we're trying to get and things that we're trying to set up, they're going against. But they think nobody don't see him. So brothers and sisters, if there's any questions, in a statement, anybody have anything else to say? It's almost getting close to that time where it's, yeah, we got about 8 more minutes. You know, you're free to say whatever you like to say. Ask the question that you want to ask. Alhamdulillah. Praise be to Allah. We're going to be on tomorrow. Same time. We're standing up with the truth. Inshallah, we're going to have more of us that need to get on. More of us that think like us need to get on. People that believe in what's right and stand up with what's right. We don't want, if you come on imagining things, how things supposed to be, that ain't real. And trying to show us you got a closer relationship to God, that ain't real. That's not real. You don't have no closer relationship to God. That ain't real. What we're doing is not what God is asking for. Everything we're doing, we trying to get what God already gave us. That's what we're trying to get, what God already gave us, what God already blessed us with. We the heir. We the inheritance. We are the inheritance. God said that we are the inheritance and we're going to have power in the land, and that's what I'm fighting for. I'm fighting for. You're going to hear my voice. That's what I'm fighting for. You're not going to come here and weep and don't hear my voice. You come here and weep, I'm going to let you know that you're a traitor. You going against your people. You representing Caucasian. You representing the masses, the people that has all the wealth. You fighting against people that trying to get some of this wealth here in America. You fighting against it. I don't care how holy you get. Your holiness ain't nothing but look to me like a bunch of rags. You know, if I don't hear you stand up for our African American brother, our African American sister, then I know where you coming from. Are you trying to tell me about the Bible or tell me about the Holy Quran or what Prophet Muhammad said? I know where you coming from. I know where you're coming from. If you don't bear witness to the truth, because that's all we're putting out here is the truth. We're not going to put no lies there. If anybody put a lie out, I'm going to myself stand up against a lie. The way I'm standing up against a lie that some of us is putting out. We're going to put out nothing but the truth. And we pray that the brothers and sisters that's on this program, all of them come together and stand up for that truth. Know the truth when you hear it. Know what's right from what's wrong when you hear it. Don't let nobody play with the truth. Twist the truth up. So yeah, you can do this to the truth. You can flip the truth, or you can make the truth jump hoops. We ain't about that. You know, we want the truth to stand up and stand alone. You know, we bear witness that there's only one God, and we bear witness that Prophet Muhammad is not God. He's not the Son of God. That he's the seal of the prophet, and he's the messenger of Allah. That's the truth that we're talking. You tell me something about Prophet Muhammad, and it ain't about him being the messenger of Allah. It ain't nothing about him as the prophet of Allah. I got Prophet Muhammad's last sermon. I keep that in the Quran. His last sermon that he came to the people, and he addressed the racism. That's one of the main things that he addressed, was racism. So I know what Prophet Muhammad is talking about. He's talking about exactly what we're talking about. If he was with, if Prophet Muhammad was alive today, he'd been standing up there with us, or we've been standing with him, talking the same talk. But brothers and sisters, if there's any statement, any questions, alhamdulillah. Brother Amin?
Yes, sir. Okay, let's let
yes,
out in prayer. Someone can make a prayer because it's,
right.
I guess it's 6 o'clock here and 9 o'clock there.
Someone
could, you know, let us out in prayer.
Yeah, it's time for prayer. You want to close it up in prayer? Inshallah. Well, I mean,
yes, sir. Go ahead. Go ahead. You can, brother.
Okay, I'll close it up. I owe the Blahi, man of Shaitan Rajim, with Allah's name, most gracious and most merciful, master of this day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship, and thine aid do we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy mercy and favor, not of those whom thy wrath is brought down. Now, those who go astray, I mean.
All right.
I should not make
them all.
Alhamdulillah. So you're going to come on. Tomorrow you're going to have a reparation going to come on, right?
Inshallah.
Okay, so I'm bringing my daughter and things. I'm bringing them on. Inshallah.